Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Always super fun. You know, I know a lot of our listeners are the same way. I mean, real estate's people's biggest investment, and people are obsessed with it, right? Whether it's keeping it nice or seeing what else is out there and what it's worth. So people love these conversations we have with Sandy Terenzi and Mike Price from the Livian team at Keller Williams. So we're psyched to have you in studio. Usually it's a little more time, but we're grateful for whatever time we have. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we?
We're psyched awesome. To be here.
You still in business?
Yes, thank God.
It is an incredible time in terms of how long this tight market, higher rate dynamic is in place. Can you just give us a state of the union right now?
Go ahead, Mike. I'll let you. He's a stat guy.
Yeah, no, it is. So we're still busy. It's still an incredibly strong seller's market. You know, Hartford County, give it credit for it. We are the third hottest growth county in the country. So we're still in this incredibly tight market still. You know, we're starting to see that little bit of a push with new inventory, but the problem is we're also backloading it with more buyers also in the market.
So demand is still outstripping
supply. And this is why we see pricing staying so healthy in year-over-year growth of what we're having. You know, and it's different because we see other parts of the country starting to – the top 50 metro countries are starting to see – a reversal in their sale price. So we're starting to see a little kink in the armor when it comes to the seller's market we're in. But here we are. Here's Connecticut, as hot as can be.
Okay. So, and I feel like I said this off mic, I feel like the dynamic hasn't changed now in a couple of years. Yeah. You have tight inventory, you have high demand, you have prices continually going up, and we're just waiting for the rate cuts. I mean, listen, Trump wants 3%.
Right. He wants it.
And he's not going to get it, but he's going to get something at some point. I mean, say by year end, it's a 0.5%. Is that enough to move things?
I think it's going to spark things. But here's the problem. If the sellers that are out there in today's marketplace or the people that were contemplating selling, they refied or they bought it 2-4%. So for them to jump to, 6-7%, that's a huge payment, especially if they're trying to upgrade to a house or even downgrade. So they're staying right where they are. They're staying put because they don't want to lose that interest rate. Mike, you're the same way. You have a great interest rate. He's like, I'm not moving.
I'm 2.9.
Yeah, I'm 2.1. Yeah, so I don't want to sell my house. Yes, I got 2.1.
It's insane.
Yes. So these sellers are not willing to sell. So really what we're seeing in the marketplace is more baby boomers that are selling. Or we have, the D's, what is it, the 7 D's, divorce and diaper, baby, meaning they're having a baby.
Well, the average, I saw the statistics, I think it was Realtor.com or somebody that, the average age of first-time buyers is up by 10 years.
Yeah.
The average age of homeowners is up by more.
He knows the stats.
Yeah, it's 38 years old for the first-time home buyers.
Used to be 28.
Yeah, it's huge. Yeah.
So, is it just so simple that, we need a series of rate cuts? And what is the sweet spot for interest rates that'll get, because I want to see floodgates. Mm-hmm. I don't want real estate values to go down because I'm a homeowner, but at the same time, I want to see the market move.
Healthy again.
Yeah. There's been groups of polls that if we get into that 5% range that we'll start to see sellers then taking the next step to want to list to then move. But that takes time. It just can't happen overnight. So even with a a rate cut that helps move the needle a little bit more for people in inventory to increase, we're still going to have that time frame where we see more competitive pricing, because again, more buyer affordability will start to increase with it. So we have to really flood the market to really see it get saturated to an extent. And how long does that take us?
How long does it take?
It's going to take a while.
That's the hard question. You know, from our vantage point, it's great to see this inventory increase. It's healthy. We need to see it. We're at all-time lows for 5 consecutive years. So at some point, that has to break. So in my opinion, we're in a healthier part. We're starting to see this increase here. So, but that can draw out for a year, year and a half before we even start to see a little bit of movement.
Right. Before I get to some pockets of strength and weaknesses, I mean, Sandy, you've been doing this for a long time.
40 years.
And, you know, going back to, I don't know what it was like in the late 90s or early aughts. I feel like Connecticut, part of the reason Hartford County is such a growth, because I think it was unusually depressed market for too long.
That's an excellent point. So for 15 years, and I think, you know, Jeff, you know too, that from, let's see, I think it was like 2005 to 2019, so 14 years, we saw constant, very slight depreciation year over year. So where other parts of the country rebounded, Connecticut never did. So our broker did stats, and he said, okay, if we had the natural appreciation of all the other states that did appreciate, we would be exactly right where we are for the house pricing.
Hmm.
So it makes
it just wouldn't be so drastic.
It wouldn't be so drastic, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead.
No, the other thing that we're seeing is extreme buyer exhaustion. In other words, they're writing 10, 12, 15 offers. They're going in, you know, waiving inspections, waiving mortgage contingencies, giving, you know, escalation clauses, and they're still not getting it. And then they look at their realtor and like, I'm firing you because we didn't get the house. Well, right. It's not us. It's the market. The problem is there's extreme competition, especially in a lot of certain, you know, a lot of towns, West Hartford or whatever, the desirable.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA cleared and CE marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Towns that these buyers aren't getting in.
Well, these people go uncomfortably over ask and still don't get it. Or they go uncomfortably over ask and get it and think they overpaid. I mean, it's not a joyous experience right now for buyers unless they have a crap ton of money. Right.
Home inspectors are not working as hard, and because everybody's waiving their inspections in order to get it. And the other thing is, too, is the two top reasons why people back out of a contract is inspections and buyer's remorse.
Really? Yeah, that's another thing. I feel like there's so many people trying to take advantage of the seller's market and putting garbage on the market for a lot of money. But I'm curious about, you talked about Hartford County, Mike. We're talking with Mike Price and Sandy Terenzi from the, obviously...
Livian.
Yeah, the Livian team at Keller Williams Legacy Partners. where are the pockets? Is there any pockets of weakness here? And is it, how are we doing on second home? Like, talk about Connecticut, because Litchfield County is very different than Hartford County, right? Absolutely. You know, Fairfield County is very different from Tallinn County, whatever.
Yeah. So I think the weak pockets are more of the urban or suburban, not urban, suburban, rural areas. That's where you can probably, it's not as well populated, it's not as close to the metro cities, things like that. So you're going to find that they're not as desirable. So people are moving more further out to the outskirts of the city in order to get a better deal. What do you say, Mike?
It's tight everywhere. We're our inventory in Connecticut is so depleted. So you start to go to these outskirts. Sure, it's not as competitive. But right. When we start to look at the overall average of Connecticut, we were still sitting at 6 days on market on average. That is across the entire state. So it's not just necessarily pockets where you can find some better opportunities. We're going to a lot of these you know, on the border towns, but there's minimal amount of properties even available. So when we're talking deals, there's just not something out there that's like, wow, what a steal we just got in this market in Connecticut. It's just right now we don't have that just available.
You know, Sandy, and you could take it, Mike, too, you've expanded your scope to the Boston area as mm-hmm. well. And I just see that as a similar story, just with a higher sale price yep. number in a
they
lot of places.
They never really crashed as bad.
But like,
as
so what is it? Give me the comparison.
As far as like,
I don't know how is the business you're seeing in Boston compared to the business you're seeing
there still
here?
Is just as healthy as
yeah no sure and then and basically. Their pricing is obviously tenfold in comparison, so it begs the question of what the affordability is up there and how the hell are we affording it.
Yeah.
So what are you guys doing to differentiate from, because a lot of realtors got out of the business.
Yeah.
Right? And so you guys are still here, still kicking at it. What do you guys do to differentiate from your competitors?
I think the best thing that I could say is that educating the buyers.
It has to
and
be.
The,
yeah.
We have to educate them on every aspect. Here's what you're going to expect, Mr. and Mrs. Seller. This is what's going to happen. We have three different price points. We talk about the competitive price point, the market value price point, and the aspirational price point. If they listed an aspirational price point, oh my gosh, if I get this price, I'll be kicking my heels. Well, you're not, Mr. and Mrs. Seller, you're not going to be in the driver's seat. But if you list at market value, yeah, you might be in the driver's seat. You may not get as many offers. But if you list at that competitive price, you are in the driver's seat. You're probably going to get cash offers. You're probably going to get inspections and mortgages waived. And you're going to go eeny, meeny, miny, mo on your contracts. So that's one thing.
So it's better to give up a couple dollars to get that stuff.
It is. Well, because we see how pricing can affect the top end of it. And it's a scary thought. We're in a very different market than anything years prior to this. So most owners right now that have been in their properties, majority of them have been longer. We know that it's the baby boomers who are majority of sellers currently right now that are selling. It's been years and years since they have sold real estate. So it's a very, very different market that we're doing. But we still have to make sure that we are doing the correct things to prepare your property, staging it correctly, getting it ready for photo shoots. It's not simply just slapping your house on. Mm-hmm. You can still get away with it. But if we want to capitalize and gain any dollar we can from it, we have to prepare your house correctly to get it sold. And that's yep. where we come in to help out.
Yeah, and you guys are unafraid to give them real news and not just get their
advice.
Business.
And buyers too. Listen, you're going to be writing 10, 12, 14, 16 offers before you even get the house, you're going to land one. And you may have to waive inspections. You have to be prepared for that. You may have to waive your mortgage contingency. We make sure you get approved for that. There's many strategies, but it's scary for them. Right. And I don't blame them.
Sandy, Terenzi, Mike Price from the Livian team at Keller Williams. Always great to see you guys.
Thank you so much
for the time.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.